Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how and when to sit to your horse's trot. So the very mention of sitting trot is enough to make many riders cringe. Now, although sitting trot is not required in dressage tests until you reach medium level at British Dressage, your seat is a very effective aid that you can use in combination with your rein and your leg aids. Therefore, it's worth learning how to ride sitting trot properly without inflicting pain on yourself or your horse. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover when you should and shouldn't sit to the trot, how not to start sitting trot, before taking you through the steps on how to sit to your horse's trot comfortably without bouncing. So first up, let's discuss, why do you want to be able to do sitting trot? Well, the biggest communication channel between you and your horse is through your bum to your horse's back. Your seat is a very valuable aid, and for you to be able to use it to its maximum, it needs to be in the saddle, hence sitting to the trot. So now let's answer the question of, is sitting trot bad for your horse's back? Well, when it's done correctly, sitting trot is not bad for your horse's back. Both you and your horse should be able to move together in harmony. Now that being said, if sitting trot is done incorrectly and you're continuously bouncing up and down and banging on the saddle, then yes, it can cause your horse discomfort and soreness, and it can result in damage to your horse's back. Therefore, your goal is to be able to sit to your horse's trot without inflicting pain upon him. And to do that, you need to be able to follow his movement with your seat and hips, which we're going to talk about how to do correctly later on in this podcast episode. But now let's just talk about when you should not sit to the trot, because there are a few times when you should not do sitting trot, and those are the following. So the first one is during warm-up. So when you begin warming up your horse, you should always ride in rising trot. At the beginning of each schooling session, your horse's muscles are cold, and therefore rising to the trot allows his muscles to gradually warm up and to stretch before having to support your weight sitting. Now the second time you shouldn't do sitting trot is during cool down, because similar to the warm up, at the end of each schooling session, your cool down period should always be ridden in rising trot. And again, this allows your horse's muscles to gradually stretch and relax, and it reduces the risk of injury and soreness after exercise. Now, the third time where you should not sit to the trot is on young and novice horses. So for you to be able to sit to the trot correctly, it's paramount that your horse can work correctly with a raised back. Now, young and novice horses, and also those that are being retrained from another discipline, such as ex-racers, for example, these horses are yet to develop the necessary strength and the ability to keep their backs lifted, and therefore attempting to sit to the trot can actually do more harm than good. So in essence, until your horse has learned how to raise his back and work correctly, you should avoid sitting trot. Now, for this very reason, the lower level dressage tests do not require you to ride in sitting trot. So don't insist on sitting just because you're riding in a competition. Your dressage marks will be higher if your horse is working forward over a swinging back into a relaxed and quiet contact. And now the final area where you would not ride sitting trot is when asking your horse to stretch on a long rein. Now, although this one is not set in stone, When you ask your horse to take the reins and stretch forward and down, it can be helpful to rise to the trot as opposed to sitting. Because rising gives your horse more freedom through his top line, and therefore it can encourage more of a stretch, and it can also make the stretch more beneficial. So that wraps up four areas where you would not do sitting trot. But now let's move on to talk about how not to sit to your horse's trot. So when you watch an experienced dressage rider sit to their horse's trot, you'll notice that it looks like they are not moving. It looks as though their bums are glued to the saddle. However, contrary to popular belief, those riders are not sitting still. Instead, they are moving with their horse, which gives the illusion of immobility. Now, this illusion leads many riders to believe that in order for them to sit to the trot, they must keep their hips and their bottom as still as possible. So what they end up doing is they clench their buttock muscles, they squeeze their core, and they grip with their knees in an effort to stop their movement. Now, if you do this, this will actually just result in you bouncing against your horse's back, which then causes your horse to hollow his back away from the discomfort that you are causing him, which then causes you to bounce even more. So a vicious cycle starts. Now also, as you start bouncing in the saddle, you may inadvertently slow your horse's trot down in an effort to make it easier to sit to, until eventually you would have killed all the necessary impulsion in the pace. And this results in your horse doing a slow, hollow jog, as opposed to a forward and swinging trot. So that is how not to do sitting trot. In order to sit to the trot correctly, and also painlessly, you need to remember that you are on the back of a moving animal. So your horse is moving upwards and forwards with each trot step. Therefore, you must follow his movement and allow your hips to also swing upwards and forwards with each trot step. Trying to sit still while your horse is moving underneath you is what causes you to bounce. So what you need to do is you need to match the movement of your seat, your hips and your pelvis. You need to match that movement to your horse's movement. And that allows you to sit to the trot more comfortably, and it allows you to move along with your horse in harmony. So now we have an idea of what it is that we need to be doing. Let's go through the steps on how to start sitting trot. So we've got four steps for you to help you start sitting to your horse's trot and to do it successfully. So the first step, step number one, is to make sure that you are sitting correctly, because you must be sitting in the saddle in the correct position. So that is with the correct ear, shoulder, hip, heel alignment. Now, if you are not sitting correctly, then you will be less able to control your seat, and you'll be less able to produce clear and effective aids. Now also, you should have a three-point seat. So this means that you should have most of your weight distributed evenly over your two seat bones, while at the same time maintaining light contact with your pubic bone and the saddle. And the underside of your seat should be in contact with your horse, and your pelvis should be upright. Now, if you are a little unclear on this positioning or on this three-point seat, then just go to our website howtodressage.com, search for the article How to Sit to Your Horse's Trot, and if you scroll down, we have some diagrams within that article which will help you. But this position is ideal because it aligns you with your horse's centre of gravity, and therefore it puts you in the most balanced and the most secure position possible. Now, once you can tick those boxes, you can move on to step two, which is all about maintaining relaxation. So we always talk about the importance of your horse maintaining relaxation, but for you to be able to produce a good sitting trot, you must be relaxed. Now, a good position should not result in you becoming stiff, tense, and tight. But equally, relaxation should not be confused with sloppy riding, so you can't just slouch in the saddle. So your hips and your pelvis must be secure in the saddle, while at the same time remaining soft, supple, and relaxed, so that they can passively move with your horse and they can move independently from the rest of your body. And this is known as having an independent seat. Now, once you've got that, you can move on to step three, which is ensuring that your horse is working correctly. Now, the reason why we put this step in is because sitting to your horse's trot is much easier if he is working correctly forward from your leg to the contact with a lifted and a rounded back. Now, if your horse is behind your leg and he's working with a hollow back, then sitting to the trot will be very difficult for you. And more than likely, sitting will not do anything to help or improve your horse's way of going. Now, if you are experiencing this, it would be wiser to stick to rising trot and concentrate on getting your horse more responsive to your leg aids and encouraging him to work in a rounder frame with more throughness. But now let's move on to step four, which is where we're going to sit to the trot. So once you have the correct position with a relaxed and an independent three-point seat, and your horse is working positively forwards in trot with a rounded back, it's now time to take sitting trot. Now, do not try to glue your bum to the saddle and hold it still. As we've said, if you try to sit still, this will just cause you to tense, to become tight, and to bounce. Instead, you need to feel how your horse moves underneath you. And you need to try to follow that movement with your seat and hips. So you should notice a forward swing towards the front of the saddle. So you need to follow that with your pelvis. So it's a forwards and upwards swing. Now, importantly, you need to keep your upper body upright. So avoid leaning backwards and shoving with your seat. You basically just want a nice, soft, passive swinging motion. Okay, so now let's talk about the sitting trot progression. So when starting sitting trot, many riders often think that they must continuously keep their bums in the saddle for a whole lap of the arena or a whole circle. Now, for a beginner, this is actually a very challenging thing to do. And what you will find is that you will start sitting the trot, but it will progressively get worse, and then you will try to think, oh, I'll just keep sitting and sitting and sitting and it will get better, but it will just gradually get worse and it will deteriorate the longer you try to sit. So instead, a much better way to start sitting to the trot is to only sit for 3 to 4 trot steps and then go rising for 3 to 4 trot steps, and then you can sit again. Now, not only does this method help to keep your muscles loose and relaxed, but it also gives you time to think about what it is that you are doing. It allows you to assess yourself and you can make the necessary adjustments each time. So, for example, say you sit for a couple of trot steps and you find that you start gripping with your knees, you can go rising again, relax your legs, take sitting trot again, bearing in mind to try to keep those knees relaxed and try not to grip the horse. So it gives you that time to make those adjustments. It also helps you to keep your horse working forwards with a lifted back rather than inadvertently causing your horse to slow down to a hollow jog. If you just try to sit to the trot for as long as possible, you will notice that not only will your sitting trot deteriorate, but the quality of your horse's trot will also deteriorate because you will inadvertently start to slow him down. And any throughness that you had, any swinging the trot, and that nice lifted and rounded back will eventually start to disappear until eventually your horse is just doing a slow jog with a hollow back. And as we said, this creates a vicious circle because it's much harder to sit to your horse's trot when he is hollow, as opposed to when he is working properly with that nice lifted back. So by you only sitting to the trot for 3 to 4 steps and then rising again, this also allows you to make sure that your horse is continuing to work correctly. Now, it may take you several sessions for you to master sitting to the trot for those 3 to 4 trot steps. But once you have got that correct, you can then slowly start to increase the number of steps that you sit for whilst ensuring that you are moving your pelvis correctly with your horse. And eventually, you will be able to sit effortlessly and comfortably. But make sure that you keep your practice sessions short. So remember that your horse is not a piece of gym equipment. Not only is this hard for you, it's going to be difficult for him as well. So again, this is why sitting for those 3 to 4 steps and then going rising again is probably the most beneficial way for you to develop your sitting trot and for your horse also to be able to learn how to work with a lifted and rounded back and to support you through that sitting trot. Now, as a bit of a side tip, don't just ride around and around and around the arena trying to do sitting trot, because sometimes concentrating too hard on performing a good sitting trot, that is often less successful than just riding your horse. So remember to ride school movements and exercises rather than just going round and round trying to sit perfectly. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about how you can use sitting trot to influence your horse. So as we've discussed, your horse moves forwards and upwards during the trot. And for you to follow this movement, your hips need to match that upwards and forwards swing. Now, this is known as a passive seat. So your seat is passively following your horse's movement. Now, if you want to influence your horse's trot, you can change how much your hips swing upwards and or forwards. And this is known as an active seat. So you are using your seat to give your horse aids and to help influence his movement. So if you allow your seat to swing more upwards, then this affects the height of your horse's stride and it can help aid collection. And if you allow your seat to swing more forwards, then this affects the length of your horse's stride and it can help aid extensions. So the upward swing is the height and the forward swing is the length. So for example, if you were doing a regular working trot, the amount that your pelvis swings upwards and the amount that your pelvis swings forwards would probably be round about equal. However, if you wanted to transition your horse into, say, a passage, for example, then your seat wouldn't swing so far forwards, but instead would swing more upwards because the horse would have a shorter stride length, but a greater stride height. And by altering how much you swing your pelvis upwards and or forwards, you can also use your seat as a stopping aid, as a driving aid, and to also enhance the overall quality of your horse's trot. Now, importantly, before you can use your active sitting trot seat, you must first be able to passively follow your horse with your seat during the sitting trot. Because it's only through your seat being passive that the aids of your active seat can be heard by your horse. So don't try to use your seat as an aid too quickly. Master your passive seat first. So just master being able to sit to the trot and being able to follow your horse's movement passively before you then start using it as an aid and you start then adopting a more active seat. Your passive seat is the foundation to your active seat. Now, before we wrap up this episode, we first need to have a quick discussion about sitting trot without stirrups. Now, working without stirrups, especially on the lunge, can be a fantastic rider exercise to help improve your seat, your balance, your position, and of course, to help you improve your sitting trot. However, trotting without stirrups is only beneficial once you have a basic ability to follow your horse's movement. Uncontrollably bouncing around in the saddle and falling from side to side will not do you or your horse's back any good. So what we advise you to do is to start with stirrups. Sit for those 3 to 4 trot steps and then go rising again. Once you start to have a basic ability of being able to follow your horse's movement in the sitting trot, then you can do work without stirrups to improve your sitting trot further. But if you are yet to master the basics of the sitting trot, then working without stirrups can do more harm than good. Because as we said, that uncontrollable bouncing around in the saddle is not good for you or your horse. It will obviously inflict pain on your horse's back. And for you uncontrollably bouncing, it's very difficult for you to think about what it is that you are doing and to prevent yourself from getting tense and tight and gripping with your legs. This will just lead you into developing many bad habits. So although working without stirrups is a fantastic exercise, it's only beneficial once you have that basic ability to follow your horse's movement. So to wrap this episode up, the key to developing a good sitting trot is first ensuring that you are sitting correctly and your horse is working with a lifted back. And then secondly, you need to learn how to move your pelvis with your horse's movement. Now remember, when practicing your sitting trot, don't insist on sitting for a whole session. Instead, intersperse your sitting trot with rising trot to help maintain your relaxation and also your horse's way of going. And lastly, don't expect to master your sitting trot in one session. Like any new skill, your ability to sit the trot is one that will gradually develop over time. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.